Citizens of Bobville, I ask you now to prepare to listen to the Bobcast.
If you don't listen to the Bobcast, f*** you.
Welcome everybody to Bobcast number 33. It is June 11th, and it is 8:15 p.m.
Yes, it's getting close to my bedtime.
Yes, it is.
You know, like to get to bed about 8 o'clock so I can get my 14 hours in, you know.
Ow. Well,
I'm kidding.
Well, if you don't want to record one, we don't have to.
No, I want to record one.
Okay.
I'm just tired.
Well,
I had to get up early this morning because I had to go meet with a guy. And I don't like when I have to be anywhere at any particular time. It's quite unsettling.
Yeah. You and me both, but sometimes you don't have much of a choice.
Yes, but I don't like when I don't have a choice. I had to meet with a guy that I'm doing some work for. And we met at his office at 8 o'clock this morning, which, you know, usually that's... I don't get out of bed until sometime after 8. But anyway, so I had to get up, and that made me tired. So now I'm tired. I might have to get up early again on Monday.
Ew.
Yeah, because I got a new guy starting, new developer. And my boss told him to be there at 8 o'clock. So that means I got to be there at 8 o'clock to hold this guy's hand and get him, you know, acclimated, show him where the... where the toilet is and all that other crap, the kitchen and et cetera.
Mondays are the worst days to have to get up early.
Yeah, I'll probably duck out of there early, though. Leave about 3 o'clock or so.
But, Oh, go ahead.
Just because I can.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want to work too hard.
Yeah.
You don't want to set expectations too high. I like to keep the bar real low so I can step over it, you know.
Yep.
So.
Great work ethic.
Well, I get done what needs to get done.
I know.
People tend to run around and panic over nonsense and silly things that don't really matter, you know.
I'm excellent at that.
Get the important stuff done and worry about the less important stuff later, you know. So, that's what I do.
So, last night I did something that I love doing that I hadn't done for quite some time. And that was I performed...
live music. On stage.
Live on stage.
Yes, and you did music this time, which I believe that's a first.
Yeah, I've never...
performed live with music. It's always been comedy.
Yep.
Yes.
And so it was an open mic night at a bar and grill in Lyle called Mullins.
It's one of my favorite hangouts. It's right across the parking lot from my work, and I've probably talked about it before, but I go there every Friday for lunch.
And so I brought my new electric ukulele and plugged that in. And I played Blowing in the Wind by Bob Dylan.
Sweet.
And One Day by Modest Yahoo.
Okay.
And I rocked their socks off.
Yes.
I got a big round of applause. And my good friends Luke and Molly came.
Yes.
And they enjoyed it.
I'd applaud, but I don't have my sound effects anymore. And yeah. Bob took my preamp, so even if I had my computer down here and wanted to play sound effects, I can't. I got to get another preamp.
Well, we could just put the preamp back down here when we're recording Bobcasts.
We could, or I could just get another one.
Well, how much are they?
I don't know, $50 or something.
Well, that's kind of a lot. Well.
Whatever. So, for now, we're doing without sound effects because I don't have my laptop, and Bob is using the preamp for his electric ukulele because the amp he has upstairs isn't powerful enough to boost the signal from the ukulele. So plug the preamp in between the ukulele and the amp and we're jamming. So
you might hear some noise in the background. I think the washing machine is on.
Yeah, you're not supposed to mention the noise.
Well...
although you can, I suppose.
Well,
you
know. Too late now.
Whatever. There's noise. There's noise.
If there's noise, there's noise. That's one of the problems of doing a podcast in a basement at your house. Yeah. There's going to be some background noise I can't control all the time, so.
Especially we're right next to the laundry room.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had them put a lot of insulation in this room when they built it because it was going to be my office and I wanted it to be quiet. But
yeah.
Apparently there's not enough.
Yeah.
So I think the problem is the ceiling because there's no insulation up there.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
So, anyway, we may need to do some more soundproofing in here.
Yeah. So, I know we talked about getting a green screen, and I think we've,
Well, we don't have it yet. You know, we may get it, we may not, I don't know. We'll see. I think we're gonna get it, but I don't know when.
I think we'll have a lot of fun with it if we get it.
I think so. But, you know, I got other people spending my money right now.
Yeah. Like me.
Yeah, Bob is going Go ahead.
I am going to take guitar and drum lessons at the School of Rock in Naperville, Illinois.
So he's going to be doing that, and that's costing me, I don't know, $400 a month or something? Is that what it is?
Something like that,
yeah. So... Anyway, I'm hoping that he's not getting too much on his plate here because he's got Home Depot and he's got Illinois Center for Broadcasting and now he's taking these music lessons, but we'll see.
I think I'll be able to manage it.
Well, the music lessons are a month-by-month thing, so if it becomes too much...
Worst-case scenario, I stop doing it at the end of June.
Well, you stop doing it at the end of June, and you can start doing it again once you're done at ICB.
Yeah.
So, we'll see how that goes.
So, I'm pretty excited. Tomorrow is my first lesson. I'm going to have a guitar lesson, and then right after that, a drum lesson. And, I don't know. Did we talk about the Galele?
Yes, we did.
Did we talk about how I traded it in?
I don't think we talked about that.
Well, so I bought this Galele, and I spent about a week and a half trying to find someone to teach me how to play it because I couldn't teach myself. I tried really hard and I just couldn't get it. So I went back to Guitar Center and said, you know, I want to return this because I can't play it. And he's like, well, have you ever thought about playing a guitar? And I had been thinking about that for about a few weeks. Because, you know, everyone and their mom can teach you how to play the guitar. And it's an instrument that I enjoy. I like the sound of it. And so he said, well, why don't I show you some? And so I got a... kind of just traded the Galele for a Fender guitar. It was used, but he said it was a really nice quality made one. And I guess... I don't know much about guitars, but I guess Fender is a good brand.
Yeah, Fender, Gibson, I guess those are the big ones. There's a couple others that are popular, but, you know.
So I know a few chords on it that I taught myself, which are basically just chords that are the same on the ukulele. It's the same finger positions. It's just a different chord on the guitar. So I know a few, and... hopefully I'll be jamming out by tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully.
Or be able to play like Mary Had a Little Lamb or something. I'm sure I'll be able to do that by tomorrow.
I'm sure you'll get there.
But the song, I remember I took guitar lessons when I was younger and kind of failed miserably at that, but I don't think I had the...
Well, you didn't fail, you gave up.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Yeah.
You know, failing is you keep trying and you never get success. Giving up is giving up.
Yeah.
So.
And I think the reason I gave up then is I didn't really have that much of an interest in music. And I really do now because I've been playing the ukulele quite a while and getting pretty good at that. And I wanted to broaden my horizon. And, so I'm gonna start guitar lessons and then, I had a few drum lessons when I was in high school, but because I had to switch high schools, I couldn't do that anymore, so I kind of didn't play that for a while, and I'm excited about starting that again. And that is just like riding a bike. I mean, it's called independence when your hands and feet can move at a different beat, and that's the hardest part to get down, and I have that down. And once you get that, like I said, it's like riding a bike. You don't forget it. And I know a few good beats, so I think that'll be fairly easy to start, you know?
Yeah, well, you have experience with both of the instruments, so, you know, a little bit.
Yeah.
So hopefully that'll help, and you'll be jamming.
Yeah.
So the other day I went to Starbucks as is usual for me in the morning. And
every day.
Yeah. And I was getting back in my truck, and I had my laptop with me, and it was raining. So I had I open the back of the truck and put my laptop behind the seat. And then I get in. But since it was raining, I climbed in, and I still had my laptop with me. So I wanted to put it behind me, behind the seat, and the truck has an armrest in the middle.
Yeah.
And the top of the armrest, when it's down, you open the top, and you can put stuff in there. So I put it down so I could reach behind me and put the laptop behind me, and I'm hearing something rattling around in there. And I normally don't have anything in there. So I'm wondering what's rattling around. And I open the thing up, and there's an empty Budweiser Select bottle. So apparently I had a roadie at some point and polished it off and put the bottle in there to hide it from the coppers and forgot to take it out.
Don't drink and drive, listeners. It's a bad thing.
It's a bad thing. I would advise against it.
You shouldn't do it either.
Yeah, sometimes you need a roadie.
Yeah, but that's illegal, and you can get in big trouble for that.
Yeah, I'm a professional, Bob.
Whatever you say. So a couple days ago, well, not a couple even, I think it was 2 days ago, I was bored. So I decided to come down into the old studio and mess around with the equipment, and I wound up recording myself playing One Day and sing on the ukulele and accompanying myself vocally, because my pipes are awesome. And so that's I put that up on the Bobcast page, so if you haven't seen that, go listen to that. I think it's pretty cool. I used some effects to make it sound more groovy, I guess would be a good word for it.
Okay.
I don't know. What would you call that?
I didn't notice the effects.
Well, I think the effect is called like flanger or something, and it kind of has like a psychedelic feel to it.
Okay.
So
I'll have to re-listen to it. I didn't notice it before.
Yeah, it's subtle, but yeah. It's in there.
Okay.
And yeah. So when I get D-Snack the guitar, there is a song by America, I think it is, Horse with No Name. I went through the desert on a horse. I want to learn to play that.
Yes, but do you know how easy that song is?
Well, yeah, that's why.
You should be able to play that song in a week.
Yeah.
It's three chords.
Yeah.
It goes ding, 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 ding. I think there's only two chords in there.
Yeah.
So,
but the problem isn't the amount of chords. The problem is getting the transition down.
Yeah.
Between chords.
And so you have one transition to get down. Well, two. One there and one back.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, I want to learn to play that song because there's a specific reason that song.
Yes.
Do you remember why?
Yes, I know why.
When
you're going to hold me to a promise I made 10 years ago, at least?
No, I'm not going to hold you to the promise. Okay. I just want to show you that I can do that.
Yeah, I gave you one song and Liz one song. I forget what Lizzie's was, but after I said The Horse with No Name, I realized that I could play it. It's really not hard if you know what the two chords are and you practice the fingering. It shouldn't take more than a couple hours to learn it.
Yeah.
So anyway, the deal was, back then Bob and Liz were both taking guitar lessons, and I didn't see a hell of a lot of commitment in either one of them. And since they both gave up the guitar, I think I was probably right. But they wanted me to buy them an electric guitar. And I said, I'm not buying you an electric guitar. You just started taking lessons on the acoustic. Once you get decent at the acoustic, then I'll buy you the electric. And so they're like, well, what is decent? And so I gave each of them a song. And I said, once you can play this song, songs that had a lot of acoustic guitar in them, I will buy you the electric guitar. And I think the one I gave Bob was A Horse with No Name. And after I did that, because there's acoustic guitar through the whole song, but after I did that and I listened to it, I'm like, huh. I didn't tell them that it was really easy to play until after they gave up guitar. Yeah. But when you listen to that song, there's only two chords, two or three, on that for that whole song. And he just keeps playing. It's almost like a rhythm that he keeps playing over again. It's just ding 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 ding.
That sounds like at least three or four to me.
I think it's two. Ding ding ding. That's two.
Yeah.
Ding 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 ding. Ding ding
do 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 do. Yeah, but that second do is a different sound. Anyway,
whatever, it doesn't matter.
So
it's not a lot of chords, and I think probably it should be fairly easy to learn.
Yeah, so I want to learn that song just so I can say I learned it, and
try and shame me into buying you an electric guitar.
Well, if you want to, I wouldn't.
Maybe I'll buy me an electric guitar.
You could do that,
and then I'll just sit there and crank the amp and, you know, blast the neighborhood. I'll sit on the porch like Tommy Chong did in next movie, when he's sitting on it.
Yeah.
Cheech can't even get into the house because he's got the guitar so loud.
Well, I was thinking, and I think you'd appreciate the alternative, was I would just save my money and buy my own electric guitar if it's something that I like, and get good once I get good at the acoustic.
Well, one step at a time.
But that's a long ways down the road.
Right.
At least a few months.
You got a whole elephant to eat between now and then.
Yep. And I'm going to devour the hell out of that elephant.
In case you don't know what we're talking about, you know, there's all these sayings about the journey of 1,000 miles starts with one step and things like that. And the one I always use is, how do you eat an elephant?
One bite at a time.
Right. You can't eat an elephant in one bite. You got to nibble at it. So whenever you got something that looks like an uphill battle, just one step at a time. In software development, we call it divide and conquer. You don't build an application. You don't build Facebook. You build a text box where someone can type a message. You build something to upload pictures. You build, something where you can update your profile. You build the little tiny pieces of the thing, and it all comes together to make the entire app. So
that's for true.
You know, we were talking before about losing weight, and I always say you don't need to lose 100 pounds. You need to lose 1 pound 100 times.
Speaking of losing weight, guess who has two thumbs and lost 8 pounds this week?
I'm stumped.
This guy.
All right. Good for you.
Before you know it, I'm going to be having to shop in the boys department.
Well, I'm not losing a lot of weight, but I'm putting on a lot of muscle. So.
Yeah.
Because I am Biff Buffington.
But I got a lot of weight I need to lose.
Yeah.
But I can do it. You can do anything you set your mind to, son.
1 pound at a time.
Yep.
I remember quitting smoking. That's the way I did it. I didn't say, oh, I'm going to quit smoking. I'll never have another cigarette as long as I live. No. That scares the hell out of smokers. The thought of never being able to have another cigarette. You say, I'm going to go the next 5 minutes without a cigarette. And 5 minutes go, I'm going to try for 20. I'm going to try for an hour. I'm going to try for 3 hours. Before you know it, you've made it through the whole morning without a cigarette. And you're like, huh, I bet you I could make it through the afternoon. And then you start gaining confidence. And, you know, a minute turns into an hour, turns into a day, turns into a week. And before you know it, I haven't had a cigarette since 1985.
Dang.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know a guy who used to smoke 2 packs a day for 18 years.
And he quit.
Yep.
So, you can do it.
You can do anything you set your mind to, kids.
That's true. One bite at a time. Eat the elephant.
We should turn this into an inspirational podcast.
It's getting there, isn't it?
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I got a gazillion little sayings I use all the time I could share.
Feel free.
Feel free. Okay. When they try and tell me that I have, you know, I'll have a bunch of stuff to do at work, and they'll say, well, I'll say, well, what's the priority? You know, what do you want me to work on first? Well, this is priority one, and this is priority 1A. No, there is no 1A and 1. There's 1, there's 2, there's 3, like that. Pick one that you want me to focus on, and I'll get that one done, and then I'll move on to the next one. And they have a real hard time doing that. But the fact is that, and here comes the saying, a man who chases 2 rabbits catches none.
That's for true.
So...
You're so wise.
Focus on...
Like an old man.
I am an old man. I got a lot of gray hair.
You're turning into Einstein.
That means I know stuff. Yes, I am starting to look like Einstein.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
So...
That's another one of my... And then I have a bunch that I think are just hysterical that I use all the time. Like, you know, you want it bad, you get it bad. The worse you want it, the worse you get it. That's one of my favorites.
So, after we're done recording this Bobcast, I am going to go up into my room with the old laptop, and I'm going to look up some more ukulele songs. And my goal is to get 3 new songs down and by Tuesday, so I can go to this open mic night again.
So, yeah, if anybody out there is listening and wants to go see Bob... perform live
Tuesday at Mullins in Lyle, 8:30. Be there or be square.
Yes, and if you are there, you can say, you know, 10 years from now, you know, I remember I heard Bob when he was playing open mic nights. I've been a fan for 15 years.
Also, if you have any suggestions of songs that you think I should learn on the ukulele, send me an email at bob@bobficker.com. I'd really appreciate some feedback, because I don't know what songs I'm going to play, so...
Well, you got to find one that's not too difficult and is yet good.
Like, yeah.
Blowing in the Wind was an excellent choice, I think.
Yeah.
It was very popular with a lot of people, including myself.
You've never heard me play that, have you?
I have not.
After we record this, do you want me to play it for you?
We'll see.
Okay. Or were you going to go to bed?
No, I was going to go have a smoke.
Well, I could bring the old...
No, because it's raining out. I'm going to sit on the front porch.
Okay.
And have a cigar.
Well, maybe later.
Yeah, maybe you can lull me to sleep.
Yeah.
Lullaby. Serenade me. Weird.
Yes. Very weird.
So I haven't been able to drive my motorcycle the last couple of days, which is...
Yeah, it's been...
Pretty disappointing. Kind
of crappy weather.
Yeah.
I hate this kind of weather.
Yep.
I don't mind it so much like thunderstorms, which is weird, because I find the sound a little calming. But when it's drizzly and gloomy, it's like, it's depressing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm thinking when I have some scratch, I want to buy one of those lights that you put in your room that gives you like vitamin D.
Because
I know a lot of people that have those, and they say that helps, especially during the winter months.
Yeah. If you got sad...
Yeah.
Seasonal affective disorder. Yeah.
So anything else?
No, I think that's about it.
Okay, well, this is going to be a shorter one because...
What are we at now?
About 24 minutes.
Yeah.
25 minutes.
Yeah, so it'll be a little short, but I have to go have my cigar and then go to bed. I'm tired. Not used to getting up early.
And I had to push you into recording this. Well, yeah. I really didn't, but I wanted to. And
yeah.
You like to make me happy because you're a good dad.
Well, I like to do them. I just, you know, when I'm tired.
You don't always feel like doing them, especially when you're tired. Yeah. Yep. I feel you, dog. I feel you.
You know, I don't, like I said, I don't like getting up early. I don't like having to be places. And this has been just a long day.
Yep.
I had a lot of stuff to do, a lot of meetings and people to talk to. And I had to actually work, which sucks. So I'm hoping that I don't have to work anymore this week. I can just kind of chill and do the stuff I like to do. But we'll see.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's all for now.
All right. See you later.
Goodbye, Bobville. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.